Praise God. How are you guys doing? Welcome to this powerful Sunday service. We started a series this month titled Navigating the Times. And yes, we are in peculiar times, we're in unique times, and we need all the grace of God we can get to navigate the times. All right. Today, what am I looking at? We're looking at the power of innovation. The power of innovation. So let's go to Genesis chapter 1. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1 and see something very powerful there. All right, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. He said, and God said, let there be light. And the Bible said, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. He said, and God divided the light from the darkness. He said, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Hallelujah. The evening and the morning were the first day. Okay? And if you read down further, you will see where God says, and God looked at everything that he had created, and it was good. Now, this is our text scripture today. We're looking at the fact that when times seem tough like this, when times seems uncertain like this, because a lot of people have lost their jobs, some have their work have been suspended, some can't even go out and do their daily jobs. Maybe your business or career was directly hit by this lockdown and the whole COVID-19 pandemic issue. The truth is that I feel you, I understand you. It is like a dark period in your life. It's like what we call night, or what they refer as darkness here. But you see, whenever there is darkness, the only thing you need is light. That's why we call creativity or ideas a light bulb moment. In fact, if you used to watch cartoon when you were young, whenever somebody had an idea, they would depict it by a bulb coming on in his head. And that's exactly what you need at this time. And that's what God himself did. If you look at this story here, in Genesis chapter 1, they said, verse 2 says, the earth was without form and void. It said, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. In other words, things didn't look good. It was without form. I mean, that's how this period is. It's just without, we don't even know whether we are going forward or we are going backward. It's without form. He said there was darkness. You know, they're telling people to sit at home, but there's no light in people's houses. There's no food. You know, there's no plans to take care of the people. So it looks confusing. And that's what was going on here. There was confusion. He said darkness was upon the face of the deep. But see what happened. See what happened. They said the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. And the first thing God did, or the first thing that happened, he said, let there be light. Hallelujah. He said, let there be light. In other words, and the moment light came, the rest of creation started. Hallelujah. The rest of creation started. The moment light came, the rest of creation started. So when there's darkness, what we need is that light bulb moment. What we need is that, you know, innovative idea, innovative process, a creative idea to come out of it. Look, whenever you are going through a tough time, what you lack is an idea. Or let me say it this way, what you need is an idea. What you need is light. What you need is that light bulb moment. So, hey, your business is down, things are not working, somehow this issue has really affected you directly. Don't panic. Don't give up. Don't be defeated. What you need is to access light. Because once light comes, things will get moving. There was darkness without form, without void. Things were looking bad. The first thing God introduced was light. And I'm praying for you in this season that you will get light bulb moments. You will get creative ideas. Listen, there's no situation beyond God. There's no situation that a creative idea cannot solve. In fact, some things that come to you first as a problem or a negative situation, with a light bulb moment, that same thing can become your opportunity. That same thing can become a source of blessing. The first battle you must overcome is the battle of your attitude. If when the thing first happens, you are defeated. If when the things first happen, you give up, then it will become a bad thing. But if when it comes, after the first shock, because there's always a first shock, you see, when something first hits you for the first time, you feel defeated, you feel like, I can't win, there's nothing I can do. After you overcome that first shock, start to think well. Start to be strong, because there is always a solution in every problem. As bad as anything can be, trust me, there is a way out. God had to do the same thing. Everywhere was dark, without void, without form, no orderliness. That's how some versions put it. There was total chaos. That's how some translations put it. There was chaos. And the Spirit of God hovered. That means God was able to process the situation. And when he looked at it, he said, the first thing we need to get here is light. That's creative ideas. That's innovative ideas. That's an idea that can change everything. So, hey, I don't know what you are going through. I don't know how where you work. If you're having issues, difficulties in this season, let's focus on getting light. Let's focus on getting that innovative idea, that creative idea. And listen, if you are a child of God, you already have access to the source of innovation. You have access to the source of light. God is not only the source of light. They say he too is even light. He's the father of lights. He's light. You see, in heaven, it's not source. It's not sun that is giving light. Light is flowing from God himself. So you can't be in touch with this God and lack creative ideas. If you can just alter your attitude and begin to look to him, you will find out that there's a way out for you, no matter what you are facing. I've been in many situations in my life where it seemed, you know, I'm stuck, I'm stranded, I'm grounded. There can't be a way out. And most times, God will just drop a simple idea that will make me wonder, you know, why didn't I notice this? Why didn't I think of this? You see, that's why he's God. He's called the all-wise God. That's what it's called in the Bible. He's called the all-wise God. You know, he's not only omnipresent in terms of being everywhere at every time. He's also omniscient. That means he actually is... I mean, you can never exhaust his knowledge. You can never exhaust his creativity. You can never exhaust his know-how. That means if you are ever stranded in your life, all you need is that light bulb moment where God shines a light in your mind. Trust me. Let me explain something to you. You need to understand the God by the name. When I explain to you how powerful God is, then you will understand how powerful you are because you are God's child. You need to understand that. You see, every child is only as powerful as who they have. So if you know who your father is, you know how powerful you are. Let me give you a story. I went to a military secondary school. And of course, that means soldiers were everywhere in the school. You know, soldiers were the ones managing the school. And this, if you know anything about soldiers, you know that flogging and frog jump is their greeting. You wake up with that every day. If nothing, you don't have to commit an offense to do frog jump. They just see you walking. I mean, so just get angry, just see you walking. They say, run to wherever you're going. That's how they think, because that's how they've been drilled. So one day, I think some people were staying longer than they should stay in a certain place, you know, some students, and the soldiers came there and began to flog people. You know, these were senior students. I think they were somewhere they shouldn't be, you know. So the soldier brought out belt and were flogging people. And he flogged one particular guy, and that guy, student, secondary school student, brought out his own belt and flogged the soldier. If you're abroad, you probably don't know what this means. If those of us in Nigeria, you know that this is suicide. That person is dead, you know. But however, he flogged the soldier and nothing came out of it. And later we found out that his dad, that guy's dad, was a very high-ranking army officer. Soldiers guard their house. Soldiers are their drivers at home. You understand? So he didn't see why that soldier should flog him. You see, that boy wasn't powerful. That boy just had a powerful father. I'll say that again. That boy wasn't powerful. That boy just had a powerful father. So in other words, you are a child of God. You serve a God that is omniscient. That means he's actually, you know, unlimited in terms of creativity and innovation and ideas. He's the eternal source of light. You cannot be stranded. All you need is a light bulb moment. If God can change your perspective about the problem you are facing right now, you will see a way out. Just don't be defeated. Don't give up. Don't feel that I'm dead, I'm buried, we'll never recover. No, you will recover. You will rise. You will see new channels of income you have never seen before. New channels of income you have never noticed before. You just have to overcome the first negative thought that comes, the first negative impact of the news. That, oh, businesses should not meet, churches should not meet, gatherings cannot hold, this cannot, I understand, that's bad news, but you see, don't focus on the darkness. Let's bring light. God is so powerful. He's so full of ideas. He's so full of, do you know, the Bible says, as children of God, we are imitators of God. we can reproduce after God. And there's something called the law of first mention in the Bible. For those that don't know, in interpreting scriptures, it's what is called the law of first mention. That means that the first time something is mentioned in the Bible, it shows the primary meaning or the primary use of that particular thing or word, you know, throughout the scriptures. There's law of first mention. Whenever something appears for the first time, it shows their attitude, their character. The first time Satan appeared in the Bible, he was a deceiver and a liar. All right. Throughout scripture, you see the same thing. It was a deceiver and a liar throughout. So the law of first mention is always there. Whenever something is mentioned for the first time, shows the ideal. The first time marriage was mentioned in the Bible, it was between a man and a woman. The first time is not Adam and Steve, it's Adam and Eve. You know, so it shows the order. The first time Bible was just the Bible, it was between just one person, and one man and one woman. It wasn't one man and many women. One man, one woman. He said, you know, so things like that. There's a lot of first mention, basically. I don't want to bore you with all that. So the first time God appeared in scripture, guess the attribute of God that was pronounced or mentioned. Guess the attribute of God. Let's look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. He said, in the beginning, God what? Created. So creativity is the most prominent aspect of who God is. The fact that he can never run dry, he can never be exhausted, he can never be stranded. They said God created. That's the first ever attribute they mentioned about God. Not even his power, not even his glory. The first thing they had to talk about was the fact that God created. God was able to bring something out of nothing. That's creativity. That's creativity. That's why I even believe that if we have more Christians looking up to God, especially those in the science field, looking up to God for solutions for this COVID-19, look, God can download it. God has a solution. It's men that are looking for it. God has it. And this is not the first pandemic that's happening in this life. Don't get deceived. Ebola came. Ebola killed people. Even more. People that had Ebola, they were bleeding and dying more at a faster rate. Ebola, if you had it 99% of the time, you would die. But even this COVID-19, people are even recovering from it. It's not as if it's killing people. But they've not just found the cure to it. That's the border. Is there are more pandemics that have happened in the past that were killing people. Flu, there was a time malaria was a major killer. Malaria, this malaria that we are killing mosquito playing now. There was a time it was the major killer in life. But you see, creativity of medical people in medical field was able to bring chloroquine and other things that solve malaria. So that's how we are saying that even this COVID-19, we believe God that there will be people in this medical field, in science field, that God will give the creativity to solve it. In other words, I'm just trying to say that, look, God is never out of ideas. God is never out of solutions. If he can solve global problems, how much more your small problems? We're even trying to get you to understand that your own problem is even small. You have to start believing God for ways to solve bigger problems. Bigger problems that will benefit mankind. I did a webinar for men over the weekend, and that's what I was trying to tell them. That it's more important to live for purpose than to even live for prosperity. Living for prosperity is limited. Living for purpose will open you up to prosperity and to other things, other great things. You will empower people. You will help people. You need to understand that there's so much power in living for something beyond your own self. And that's what God wants. God wants people that will partner with him, people he will download ideas to. You know, it's better to live for purpose than just to live for prosperity. And God is able to supply, you know, that amount of wisdom, that amount of creativity, if you can key into it. If you can key into it. So the first attribute of God is creativity. Creativity. I'm telling you. He said, in the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God created. And if you're a child of God, as a child of God, you have access to the same creativity. You have access to it. The moment you just begin to think of problems bigger than your own, God begins to download ideas bigger than just you. I usually say that people that work in purpose, they get paid two times. You get paid by fulfillment because you're happy at what you're doing. Secondly, you get paid by money. So let's key in into that creative ability of God. Let's key in into the fact that we have a God that can show us how to innovate out of what we're facing. So whatever you are facing, find a way to come out. Find a way to come out. What are some of the things you can do? Let me just list some of them just to help us. One of the things you can do is to find your own unique strengths. There are things you can do well. You have to find them. If your normal day job is being slowed down, if your normal channel of income is being affected, do you have other things you can do well? Do you have other products you can offer? It can be anything. You have to. If you are going to be creative, you have to be able to open your mind. When you are going to be creative, you can't be limited in your thinking. You can't be saying it must be this shoemaker that I do. That's the only thing I can do. Stop talking like that. There are many gifts in every human being. God is a God of abundance. There's nowhere God supplied something and supplied just enough. He always supplies more than enough. Everywhere. He's a God of abundance. That's how he is. Do you know there's food in the world, though? It's human beings that cause scarcity. From God's end, there's no scarcity. There's land. But it's human beings that cause scarcity. There's land. There's land everywhere. There are houses. There's raw material. There's wood. There's everything you want to think about. There's abundance in this earth. But it's human beings that create scarcity to improve their own lot. Hope you know that in some countries, they even throw away food to make sure the price of food stays at a certain price. Some of you might not know all these kind of things, but it has to go on. Because if they allow every amount of food produced to be in the market, price of food will go down. That will affect general income. So some people throw away bulk of food sometimes to make sure we can't. It's called inflation. You can't put too much of something in the system. It reduces the price. But that's a long story. The point is that from God's end, there's abundance. There is always abundance from God's end. All you need to do is to be open to it. So don't limit yourself to say, this is the only thing I know how to do. Don't think like that. There might be other channels of blessing, other opportunities God wants to open for you. So find your unique strength. Find your unique strength. Another thing you can do, sharpen some of those strengths. Maybe you have existing strength now. Maybe you should be sharpening it. Can you do online courses? Can you get certifications? Can you now find how to take your product and service online? You know, don't be limited. Don't be limited. For somebody like me, I'm a pastor and I'm a relationship counselor. I normally do counseling one-on-one. But now that everything is on lockdown, I do online now. You see, that's just a little innovation into what I do. So don't limit yourself. So now I can talk to people from anywhere in the world, actually. I can talk from anywhere. Before, I was limited to only people I could see. But now this has even been a benefit to me because now we are now looking at channels of how to reach people all over the world. Without leaving, so we did a webinar some days ago that had, I think, close to 6,000, 7,000 people logged in. Now, before, I would limit that teaching to just physical people, which usually is less than 1,000 people. But now, I had 6,000 people logged in from all over the world. So what I'm just trying to say is that innovation allows you to find other ways. And God is a creative God. The first attribute of God they mention is creativity. And if you're a child of God, you have the DNA of God inside you. That's what makes you somebody's child. You have a part of them inside you. The Bible says, be imitators of God as their children. So children imitate their fathers. If your father is a creative God, then you too have to be a creative person. Innovation. Find your unique strengths. Sharpen those skills. Do you have a skill you can sharpen? Sharpen it. Let that strength become a skill. Do you understand? Your strengths are your raw talents. Your skill is what you have been able to do with that strength. You found a way now to package it. Let me read the scripture. I'm going to read TPT. Yes, this is TPT version. Proverbs 22 and verse 29. Proverbs 22:29. It says, if you are uniquely gifted in your work, you will rise and be promoted. Do you see this? So if you are uniquely, not just generally gifted, but uniquely gifted in your work, you will rise and be promoted. You won't be held back. He said you will stand before kings, you know, and not ordinary men. He said if you are uniquely gifted, if you are uniquely gifted, I like that. I like the TPT version. It says, observe people who are good at their work. Skilled workers are always in demand and admired. Do you see this? They don't take a back seat to anyone. I like that. I want to read that again. Observe people who are good at their work. It says, skilled workers are always in demand and admired. They never take a back seat. What's the point? Look, sharpen what you can do. Be among the best. See, those that are the best in their fields, they are the last to ever go out of work. Because they are always in demand and admired. See, when you are very good at your job, even when people don't need you, they will still just hire you. So as we are entering a season where, there isn't the lockdown a bit and all that, hope you have sharpened your skills. Hope you are sharpening your skill. Because there will be changes in the economy. There will be changes in life. Only the guys that have sharpened their skills will remain at the top. That's what they are saying. Sharpen your skill. Do online courses. Do certifications. Learn new skills. Something you've never even learned before. You can learn it inside you. Innovation and creativity. And lastly, two more points. Next point, look for unique opportunities. So I've mentioned unique strengths. Second one is unique opportunities. What is unique opportunities? This whole COVID-19 has brought new sets of problems that people did not notice or attention was not paid on before. So find those opportunities. Don't say, me, I'm a barber. That's the only thing I do in this life. No, don't say that. Don't say that. There are unique opportunities. there are unique opportunities. So maybe people don't want to come to the shops again. Can we do home services? Is that a new channel of business being opened? You know, unique opportunities. Whenever there's a crisis like this, there are always new doors also open. Some old doors will be closed, new doors will open. Don't be among those people that say, oh, this is the only thing I can do. I can never forget in my childhood. Some of you are too young to know what I'm talking about. But in my childhood, the clipper people are seeing today that used to barb hair wasn't what people were using to barb hair in my childhood. In my childhood, what people were first using to barb hair was this. There's a clipper that you press like this. Some of you might never have seen it before, but you press it like this. You know, so it was old men, and they would carry it in a box. They would have a box like a portmanteau. That's what we call it those days. You know, a box like an office box. In the office. So they would have all those stuff in there, you know, and they would carry those things and barb your hair. They would come to the house and barb your hair or to the shops. As time went on, young boys didn't like that style. Young boys began to use blade and comb, but that wasn't so effective. Then after a while, they now created these modern clippers that we see today. But what I discovered was that those old men that learnt by this one could not adjust to the new clippers. So they continued barbing like this, and their businesses died a natural death. That's what happens when you refuse to be flexible. That's what happens when you refuse to change. When you say, this is the only thing I know. In this age and time, you must be very flexible. A lot of things change very fast. Things change very fast. Technology is changing everything. So be fast at learning. Don't say me, I don't use computer. Don't say that. Find people that can use computer. If you're a business person here and you're above 40, for sure, get people in their 20s to work with you. You must. If not, you will fade. You will fade. If you are 40 and above in business, you must hire 20-something-year-olds to work with you because they are the cutting edge of technology. They are the cutting edge of latest trends. Let them work with you. I'm always listening to them. Always get ideas from them. That's how to be innovative and creative. That way you will outlast your mates because you're getting a fresh source of ideas. It's part of what's affecting those in our government. People that are just too old. Just too old. So they can't meet up with what's going on around the world. We must get young people in the system to bring in fresh ideas, new trends. Things change too fast. So unique opportunities, all right? Unique opportunities that's come by COVID-19. Like I said, mentioned some time ago, I've had a friend that was into importation business. That business is not really moving right now because of lockdown. He has moved into food business, into barbecue. He's delivering, they are cooking and delivering food. Don't just sit down. Unique opportunities. So I mentioned number one, unique strengths. Number two, unique opportunities. And last one, unique ideas. Unique ideas, all right? How do I get unique ideas? For me, I would say just pray. Pray and God will open your eyes. When you pray, God will open your eyes to see. You know, that's what the Spirit of God did. He went over the waters, and after a while, he knew that light was the best way to go. And he said, let there be light. Let there be light. And everything changed. So pray and say, hey, Lord, what should I do? Let me read this one as we start running up. James chapter 1. James chapter 1. I'm going to read Message translation. All right, James chapter 1, as we start to round up. So number one, unique strengths. Number two, unique opportunities brought by this whole thing. I don't have time to give you gist. Yeah, I love unique opportunities. I have enjoyed unique opportunities at this time. Trust me, I've enjoyed it. Because I've been able to see other aspects of my job that I'd never noticed, I never paid attention to. Because everybody, we're always gathering physically. Now I've seen opportunities that I can have impact all over the world without even going there. So unique opportunities. You know, this whenever there are unique problems, it gives back to unique opportunities. This is a unique problem, lockdown. It's a unique problem. There are unique opportunities inside. Look for it. Then the third one, unique ideas. All right? So let me read Message translation, James chapter 1. It said, if you don't know what you are doing, that's James 1:5. James 1:5. Message. It said, if you don't know what you are doing, pray to the Father. He loves to help. I love that. See, if you don't know what you're doing, hallelujah. And there's some of you watching me, you don't know what you're doing. Abi, you're at that stage where you don't even know what to do again. Great. They say, if you don't know what you're doing, pray to the Father. He loves to help. You will get his help and won't be condescended to when you ask for it. He said, ask boldly, believing. Ask boldly, believing. He said, without a second thought. People who worry their prayers are like the wind whipped waves. Don't think you are going to get anything from the master. He said, you are adrift at sea, keeping all your options open. In other words, what they're just saying is this. If you lack ideas, you don't know what you're doing, pray. Pray and start watching out. Ideas will drop. on how to proceed at this time. Ideas will drop on how to lead your family at this time. Ideas will drop on how to manage your expenses at this time. Ideas will drop on what to do with the small funds you have with you. Ideas will drop. You just have to believe that they are going to drop. You just have to believe there's a way. You have to believe it. You can't be defeated in your mind and find a way. You can't be negative and find a way. You can't be always talking to losers, talking to people that are tired of life and find a way. No, you have to connect with people that are encouraged, connect with people that are strong, connect with people that are thriving, connect with people that are positive. That way the light will shine and you will see a way forward. And I pray that in these times you will not drown, you will not sink. God will make a way for you in the name of Jesus. I bless you this week as you go forth. New channels of blessings. You will find your unique strengths. You will find unique opportunities around you, and you also get unique ideas to improve whatever it is you're doing in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. I also pray for all those that are giving and tithing at this season. I pray, as the scripture has said, that the windows of heaven will remain open over your life. I decree that to be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you.